Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the business news hour on a Monday, and we've had a couple of Mondays off because of holidays. But she's back with us again, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about networking and also social media. Welcome back, Laura. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks for allowing me to come back.
We're allowing you.
I do feel like I've been away for a while for some reason.
We love having you here, for crying out loud.
So we'll probably talk about this right towards the end, but I just wanted to acknowledge right up front that, you know, today is September 11th. And there's a lot of things being floated around on social media to remind us, as there is every year.
Right.
So, in particular, Instagram. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And I found a really powerful Instagram account with regard to September 11th and the memory.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. What do we got networking-wise first? And then we'll spend some time remembering.
Well, so tonight, right next door here on... What street rent? Locust?
Mm-hmm.
So the Forge by Pillar Technology is hosting an introduction to Unity 3D Dojo. Don't ask.
Right.
Something to do with 3D. So
yeah.
If you're interested in 3D, and I don't know for sure what the Unity 3D Dojo is, but they're going to be, you can drop into that tonight at 6:30 and learn a little bit more about 3D technology.
Nice.
So that will bring us tomorrow into a couple of things. First of all, I am doing quarterly business education. I just want to talk about that right away because if you want to sign up for this, you need to do it tonight. Because it's tomorrow. And so we're going to be doing it tomorrow evening from 6 to 8:30 at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And we're going to do this three Tuesday evenings. Okay, so... Basically, that class is social media marketing strategy, and it's a nice sort of, and I actually just revamped it over the summer, did some new stuff with it, so I'm excited about that. But it'll be just sort of a nice context for if you then want to do some of the breakout classes later on in the year when it comes to Facebook and all that stuff. But this will just give you a great overview in setting a strategy for yourself in social media.
How important that is.
So you can go to dmbizmixer.com and find the registration link, or go to dmac.edu's website and you'll be able to find it's under continuing education. So we have that. And then also something I think is really interesting over the lunch hour at Gravitate, they're having a lunch and learn called Functional Medicine 101.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really interesting. As I was reading about this, because I had never heard about functional medicine, I don't know if that's something that you have before heard that terminology.
Usually it's vodka.
Usually vodka. So basically, from what I understand about it, is that it's focusing on the preventive side of medicine. Okay, so really trying to say that we spend a nickel out of every dollar on prevention in healthcare. So this Functional Medicine 101 has a focus on preventing disease.
Got it.
Okay. So I think that will be a really good lunch and learn.
And when is
tomorrow?
That?
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Noon to 1. So this is one of those deals where you can just drop into their Gravitate Downtown's location and bring your own lunch and then just listen to the speaker.
Very nice.
So we've got that. And then on Wednesday, we have 90 Ideas in 90 Minutes. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not that familiar with it. It's 7 to 9, 90 Ideas in 90 Minutes. What do you know about it?
It's a business record, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have smart people sit around and they have 90 ideas.
Speed ideas networking.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I thought that sounded really interesting also. And then we also have, those are the main things that I wanted to touch on, I guess. We've got one thing coming up as a save the date more, which is going to be he's been here before with AMA Iowa, and it's an AMA Iowa workshop on video marketing. Take one action, September 19th. And this is with Jeff Julian, and I've seen him present before, and he really does a good job. So I highly recommend if you're interested in video.
And when is that?
That is September the 19th. So it's a little bit out on a Tuesday. Okay. So you can sign up for that. And then beyond that, I've got some other save the dates.
All
so
right.
You can look at them at dmbizmixer.com.
Got it. And we will have links, of course, to all of that. Now, today is 9/11 in the closing 5 minutes that we have.
Yeah.
You ran across some things social media-wise relative to the anniversary.
Well, I'm pretty active on posting on Facebook and Instagram. Lately, I've been trying to do something on Instagram a couple times every day. And so in addition to just sharing some stuff around here with regard to business, it's September 11th. And I really felt that I wanted to find something meaningful to post about the day outside of just the normal picture of the towers type thing. And so I went to handle at 9/11 Remembrance.
And this is
on Instagram.
Okay.
And what they have endeavored to do with that Instagram account is to actually feature the picture and the whole story of every single person that was killed on 9/11.
Oh my.
So this isn't something that they just do, you know, once a year on the anniversary. They post these things ongoing all the time. And so I kind of tried to look through some of those and stumbled across a couple that just really struck me that I don't know that people heard about. So one of them is, and you can find them pretty high up and if you go to that Instagram channel, is an 11-year-old boy whose father was in the Pentagon. However, he was on a golf outing. And so his father was spared. This little boy, 11 years old, was just a genius little kid who won a special trip with his teacher through National Geographic to travel with her on an airplane. And while they were happy that the father was at a golf outing, the son was on board the plane that hit the father's Pentagon building.
God.
And so just by coincidence, he was on that.
Oh, boy.
And so it tells a lot about who he was as a person, which was totally amazing. And then the other one was an iconic picture in Time Magazine 20. It was like top 25 images of the woman appearing covered in dust and soot.
Sure. Walking down the street.
Walking, and she's just covered, right?
Sure.
She was 28 years old at the time. Unfortunately, suffered after that from postpartum depression so severe that she lost custody of her children and at age 42 died of stomach cancer because of all of the stuff she ingested.
God.
So it was just like to know that after she survived, she didn't really
survive. She had issues. Yeah.
And didn't really ever survive it in some ways, you know. So.
And this is an Instagram account, ladies and gentlemen, that you can go to. And of course, we talk about social media and business during this segment each week. And so give us that hashtag again, or
the account is
@911remembrance. Got it.
And I just think it's really important to see those personal stories that you don't necessarily know everything about these people.
Yeah, there are over 3,000 individuals that died on that day, 16 years ago, I believe it is, and their personal stories. Because sometimes, you know, we get lost in the figures and in the numbers and all that. And so when it becomes personal and real, and social media has a great opportunity to do that and share those stories on a very large platform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's the power, the storytelling power.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
So, all right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about networking opportunities as well as a page of remembrance about 9/11. We would be remiss if we didn't open our broadcast as we did with that remembrance and then close it with that remembrance as well. Thank you for doing that, Laura. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. We need to back on out of here because it's nearly 6 o'clock, and that, of course, means that the music starts and Tyler says, get out of the place because we got to lock the door. Hope that you're with us again tomorrow. We have more of the Business News Hour tomorrow. We'll be talking about the latest information with regard to business, national, regional, and some interesting business news guests. You want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. It's @IOB_NewsHour. Or on Facebook, of course, you can check out all of our radio blogs, which will have all the interviews that we do. I think thousands of them now, for crying out loud. It's been pretty remarkable. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, conducted, and composed for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.